Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries 14, Tales from a Not-So-Best Friend Forever, by Rachel Renee Russell, read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for a reward. No snooping allowed. Tuesday, July 1st. I'm going to have the most exciting summer ever! Squee! I was in my school's talent show last fall, and the judge was Trevor Chase, a music producer who works with all the biggest pop stars. He's a graduate of my school, Westchester Country Day. And get this, he actually selected me and my group to be the opening act for The Bad Boys, a world-famous boy band. We'll be joining them on their national tour for 1 month. It's a dream come true. Any minute now, Trevor Chase will be calling me to confirm our spot on the tour. Scoo-wee! So, I have my cell phone right here next to me while I'm writing in my... Hey, what the... OMG! Where is my cell phone? It disappeared! And I have a sneaking suspicion I know who probably took it. Brianna! I rush down the hall to Brianna's room. And just as I had suspected, Brianna, what are you doing with my phone? I yell at her. My bratty little sister is having a tea party with her teddy bear and dolls while talking on my phone.
Hello? You're not Princess Sugarplum. Sorry, dude, wrong number, Brianna says on the phone.
I cannot believe this is actually happening to me. OMG, please give me the phone. That is a super important call, I exclaim as I rush toward her.
No, I needed to talk to Princess Sugarplum,
Brianna says as she darts across the room and leaps headfirst into her bed. I chase her and finally corner her. Hand over my phone now, I say as I lunge for it, and miss. Somehow, Brianna bounces off the bed and darts right past me. Then she sprints out of the bedroom and down the hall. I am so angry right now. It feels like my head is about to explode. Grr!
Brianna, come back here with my phone!
I yell as I chase after her.
No!
Brianna screams. Then she very rudely sticks her tongue out at me. The little brat scampers to the staircase and slides down the banister with me in hot pursuit. Okay, this is really bad. I can't believe I actually missed Trevor's call. By the time I finally got the phone back from Brianna, he had hung up. Trevor wants to set up a meeting with the members of my band and our parents to review the tour schedule and sign contracts. ASAP. But thanks to my bratty sister Brianna, he'll never call back because he probably thinks he has the wrong number. OMG! I just had the most horrible thought. What if Trevor replaces us with another band as the opening act? This could not be happening to me. I was hoping it was just another really bad nightmare, and any minute I would wake up in my bed and it would be over. But then I realized I was totally overreacting. I needed to remain cool and calm and handle this problem like a mature young adult. I hurried back to my bedroom with my phone. Only this time I locked the door so Brianna wouldn't attempt to sneak into my room and totally destroy my life. Again! Then I made a brilliant plan to fix everything, including a backup plan B and an emergency plan C. Step 1. call Trevor Chase. Explain that I just missed his call and let him know how super excited my band is about the upcoming tour. Step 2. Pretend I don't know anything whatsoever about the crazy maniac who hung up on him. Problem solved. I took a deep breath, gripped my phone, and nervously dialed his number. Hello, this is Trevor Chase. I'm not available right now and am out of the office on vacation. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I return. Thanks. No problem. Now it was time to implement my plan B. Just leave a detailed message. Beep beep. I'm sorry, but this voicemail box is currently full. Please try again later. Goodbye. No problem. Now it was time to implement my emergency plan C. Have a total meltdown and ask that deep philosophical question young people have struggled to answer since the beginning of time. Why is my life a bucket of puke? Just great. Who could possibly be thinking about a vacation at a time like this? Doesn't this man realize that he needs to take care of important business matters before it's too late? Where are his priorities? Unfortunately, unless I somehow get in touch with Trevor Chase really soon, it looks like my band and I won't be opening for the Bad Boys this summer. Hey, maybe it's not too late for me to change my mind and go on that Paris trip I turned down for this band tour. If I'm 3,599 miles away on another continent, I won't have to break the very bad news to my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe, that I've destroyed their dream of touring with the Bad Boys. And if that wasn't savage enough, I've ruined their summer and traumatized them for life!